This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
You may dial right in here toll free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. With you tonight is Ian.
And Daryl.
We're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. But if you're just tuning in, the issue that we've got on the table discussing so far tonight is Donald Trump and the border wall, which he is now promising will happen within months. They have ordered the Secretary of Homeland Security to, quote, take all appropriate steps to immediately plan, design, and construct a physical wall along the southern border. So how soon will this actually begin, and how soon will the damage begin being done to our freedoms? Because if you're going to have a wall, you're going to have enforcement, and they already have enforcement. They're going to have to step it up in order to make a place that is so undesirable that no one will want to actually come here anymore. Because if you want to stop immigration, that's how you do it. You make the United States a worse place to live than where those people are trying to come from. So if it is actually less desirable to be here, then they won't have any reason to come here. And then you've won. There you go. You don't have any immigrants anymore. Now, you can't leave because the border wall is going to keep you here. But
There's not going to be a wall on the Canadian border.
Not yet. Let's go
and
to...
Well, whenever I ask people that support the wall on the southern border, if they support a wall on the northern border, they say no, but they can't articulate why. And I ask, is it because the Canadians look like us and they get really uncomfortable because they
I'm not a racist.
Right. They don't want to admit that they're, you know, actually being a racist or at least a xenophobe.
Right. Let's go to back to Russ. He's in Illinois. He brought up the objection of health care. Pointing out that some people who might come here from another country might utilize some sort of free government-distributed welfare service for health care.
I've got a little secret for you. There are a lot of people that are born here that also take advantage of those programs.
Russ, do you support government forced redistribution of wealth?
You know, not really. I mean, it's kind of like it's a quagmire. Once you're caught in it, there's not a way out of it. The problem is we need less control from the government. Like, even if you go to the bank, you can't even take out a large amount of money without the bank notifying the government and stopping you for a few minutes. Or I tried to get one of those prepaid debit cards. They wanted to know my social security number and everything for a cash basis thing. So it's pretty much, you're kind of cornered in. You know, I mean, I don't get any government services, though I'm sure I qualify for many.
You do see how sad it is then that you realize that the government is a problem. You realize that government welfare is a problem, that forced wealth redistribution is wrong and that it shouldn't happen and that government is getting their fingers into everything. But yet here you are using the government's big government program, welfare, to call for another, as the excuse, to call for another big government program, that is border enforcement.
Well, I just didn't know how much money that it costs for all those prenatal care and deliveries. But really, I'm still trying to figure out what happened to the black folks after Marcus Garvey and Dr. King and Malcolm X and all these guys tried so hard to enable jobs and everything for them. It seems like they've been actually walked right past, and our brothers from the southern borders have come here and kind of, I don't know, watered down that. And there's still things we haven't dealt with from before here as a country. You sound like you're a little younger. Maybe you don't know or remember things like that. But that's why you're talking about what you're talking about now. And
it doesn't matter how old I am.
Don't learn from history.
It doesn't matter.
Just hoping
Well, if you want to learn from history,
short memories.
Yeah. If you want to learn from history, then you should learn that government fails at everything that it tries, and that when government attempts to accomplish something, the only method that they generally use is force, and force always has unintended consequences. So, you know, one of the unintended consequences of forced wealth redistribution is that wealth gets redistributed to people that you don't think deserve it, whether it's people from another country or whether it's somebody down the street who's milking the system or whatever. We all know that the welfare system gets taken advantage of. But I guess to answer your question about what it might cost to take care of people's children who weren't born here or whatever,
to give them the birthing. But really, yeah, if you want
to
talk
answer
about,
your question about that,
guys, we have all the money in the world. Those are the guys that call the shots, not our politicians. There's like six or eight guys, their families have like $30 or $40 trillion, like Warren Buffett's just like a Boy Scout to them.
Well,
those are the guys you should be talking about, but I'm sure that you should be fearful for them because they could probably eliminate you. But that's where we're at. And
are you talking about the Rothschilds?
Yes, all those guys. Really, those are the guys that are pulling the strings, not our politics.
I don't think they have to worry about a couple
$40 trillion. $40 trillion. Do you really think,
Russ,
that one of these?
I don't think the Rothschilds have to worry about what talk radio hosts are saying about them. Okay, I don't think they. I don't think they care about that. You got people like
No, they don't. They own the interest to own the companies for all.
You're on the air right now. You're on the air talking crap right now, and they're not
We're
not hanging up on you.
You can't affect anything because
That's why. I just told you. Why are they going to worry about a couple of talk show hosts? They've got $40 trillion.
Well, he claims that they own us.
Well, that's what I was denying.
You're not
they don't.
Mentioning them. That's the thing.
You
you're
are.
Talking about these other popular things. Well, I am because I'm old.
There's a lot of things that we don't talk about. It doesn't mean that we don't talk about them because we're owned by them. Like, I don't talk about, you know, giant sea squid. It doesn't mean that I'm owned and controlled by a giant sea squid.
Well, it's kind of the flavor of the month. You're kind of, it's not your fault. You're kind of in a position where you, I guess you have to, but really, if you really wanted to break it down and solve some things, anybody with any talk shows that have the power of the media could make a grassroots change movement easily.
You think so?
But you really,
what would you suggest?
You really got to be serious about it.
What would you suggest? Go ahead, give us your wisdom. What should we do, this grassroots movement? What would you like to see happen?
You know, basically, it's just knowledge. It's all out there. It's everything. I guess we're desensitized, but it's all on the Internet, even though I'm a person who's never used the Internet until recently.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this straight. So let me see if I'm following you here. You're saying it would be super easy for us, because we're on the radio, people listen to us because we have microphones, so it would be super easy for us to start a grassroots movement of spreading knowledge to people through the Internet.
Oh, yeah. Sure, there's guys, there's pastors, they have a lot of followers too in different towns. There's really, you wouldn't believe how many people aren't motivated by greed in this, especially
brother,
in my community and people.
I totally understand how people are. They are not motivated in general. They are not. Russ, no. They are not motivated in general. Look, you don't even know who you're talking to here. How many times have you listened to this show?
About 30 or 40.
Okay. Well, then you must not have picked up on the fact that Daryl and I are two activists, so we're not just talk show hosts, and we literally are part of a movement of people who physically moved to one state in the Union, that is New Hampshire, along with a bunch of other, thousands of other like-minded individuals, as part of a grassroots movement to move forward with the ideas of liberty, and we use the Internet to spread those ideas. And let me tell you, even with a radio show, it is super hard to motivate people. It is super hard to get people out of their rut and to get them active to do something about the situation in their lives. So I would like to invite you to give it your best shot, and you let us know how it works out for you. Thanks, Russ. Appreciate the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, We just got back from Concord, New Hampshire today.
Yes.
Where you and I go on a weekly basis during the cold months of the year here in New Hampshire. And we go to the State House and we testify on various different pieces of legislation, trying to work within the system to change the system. And the fact is, even though we got thousands of movers here, only five of them showed up today at the hearing for the cryptocurrency bill that was pretty important.
Yep.
So we need a whole lot more motivated people to get here.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
As we continue here, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want. We were just talking with a gentleman who seems convinced that it's a simple matter to just start a grassroots movement.
To inform people about the things on the internet.
Right.
He never said specific, other than, you know, like, there's the wealthy family that's worth $40 trillion,
yeah,
and they own everything. So if they own everything, then how are you ever going to tell people that they own things, because they'll just silence you, but we were letting you talk about it. So
right,
obviously they don't. Or maybe they let people say whatever they want,
mm-hmm,
because otherwise if they do silence you, then ha-ha, that's proof that they own everything.
Yeah, we could go down a rabbit hole like that if you want to. But yeah, the fact is this show is not owned by anybody. It is a church outreach project. It's part of the Shire Free Church. And we are not beholden to special interests like that. The only people who we're beholden to are you, the listener. And you know, obviously, if you stop listening and you stop supporting the show, then we're probably not going to last for very long. So, but beyond that, there's no, you know, puppet master pulling the strings. That just, you know, doesn't happen. And it is super hard to motivate people to do things. Super difficult,
yes,
to communicate to folks not only how important it is to do something, but to motivate them to actually do it. We can get on the air, and we have been. This show's been around since 2002, syndicated since 2004. So we've been more than a decade in radio syndication. We have over 150 radio stations. We've got internet listeners that, you know, number in the thousands. So we've got more radio listeners, obviously, because transmitters have more,
right,
listeners than internet streams, at least these days. And, you know, I would love to just simply just throw out the idea of, hey, move to New Hampshire if you're a libertarian or voluntarist. And we do it all the time, probably at least every night or every other night here on Free Talk Live. And, you know, I've never really considered myself to be the most persuasive individual. I'm sure there's somebody out there who can do a better job than I. You know, I've got a tough time. I have a tough time raising a few $1,000s to pay for satellite access.
Right.
I mean, my goals for satellite coverage on this show are like $10,000 that would cover like a year or whatever, and that would, you know, expand our satellite coverage dramatically, and I couldn't even get to like 17% of it. So, you know, I'm not the best motivator. I'm not the best person maybe for that job. So it's not as easy as you think it is. But even if we got the most charismatic, best communicator that there possibly could be and put that person on the radio, I bet you it wouldn't make that much of a difference. Because to convince somebody to do something of an active sort of nature to try to change the world around them is an incredibly difficult task. To convince even people who know that there's a problem to do something significant about it, besides just, you know, complain on Facebook or write a letter to the editor. I'm talking about the level of dedication that the activists who moved to New Hampshire have. To have that level of dedication to this concept of liberty, it's a percentage of a percentage. There's only a small percentage of the American population that would describe themselves as a libertarian or a voluntarist, somebody who loves liberty, only
right,
a small percentage. And of those people, it's probably 1% of them that would ever consider actually picking their lives up and move to another place.
Right. So you're talking about 1% of 5% tops?
Yeah. I mean, it's not much. And, of course, we aren't able to reach all of those people because only some of them listen to this show. So there's that problem with sort of getting your message out there, propelling or penetrating the message into the interest group that you want to reach. But, you know, even if you do get the message out there, it still takes a long time to, and somebody, even if somebody is that 1% of the 5%, it still takes a long time to get them, you know, rolling on this, especially if they've got strings that they need to tie up, like a business they have to sell or a business they have to move or a family that they have to uproot or a house or something like that. You know, it's not easy to do. And of course, even if we weren't trying to motivate people to move somewhere, even if we were just trying to get them to do something where they lived, finding the diamonds in the rough, the needles in the haystack of the killer activists, the doers, the people who are going to go out there and they're going to instigate something, they're going to build something from scratch. Finding those people, now you're talking about, you know, another 10% of the 1%, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you're just whittling it down, whittling it down, whittling it down. And it is so difficult to do this stuff. I wish it was a lot easier. I really do.
Right. So just doing some quick math here, there's roughly 320 million people in the United States.
Okay.
1% of 5%.
Knock out some of them for nursing homes and children.
160,000.
Yeah.
And then 10% of that would be 16,000.
Yeah. So those would be like the key doers in that group.
Right.
Right. And so you spread those people out over the whole country, and you see why the Libertarian Party is so weak, because they don't have enough doers in one key location, in one location where they can concentrate their efforts. And so they're always just scraping by with 2 to 3% of the vote.
And then, well, it's not just, you know, all of those people aren't necessarily just libertarians. Some of them are, we can change the Republican Party.
Yeah,
we can change the Democratic Party.
Yeah. And so there's just so much diversity out there. And, of course, diversity is one of the, you know, fun parts of life. But ultimately, you know, I wish we could just say the word and have people respond with, wow, that's a great idea. I think I'll do that. And then move to New Hampshire. Because if they did, you know, if a few thousand people who were libertarians heard the idea of, hey, let's move together, and actually, like, hopped to it and did it within the next 5 years.
Instead of being the armchair, I'm going to stay where I am because it's comfortable.
Right. If they would actually do that, we would have an incredible impact. I mean, already we're having an impact here with just a couple thousand folks who moved. And of those couple thousand, you know, 10 to 20% are the key doers, because the 80-20 rule is always in effect.
Right.
Where 20% do 80% of the work and 80% do 20% of the work. And that's just, you know, that's not an indictment against, you know, the good people who've moved here.
Right.
Everybody's got their thing, and most people aren't like you and I, Daryl, where they can dedicate basically 100% of their time to doing activist-related stuff.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not expecting people to rise to the level of that 20%. But the fact is the 80-20 rule is a real thing, and anybody in a workplace or a school, you know, or who's worked with groups of people knows that that's true. So, you know, to have people just go ahead and pick up and move is not an easy thing to do. But even just motivating people where they sit to do something where they are is incredibly difficult, because you have to have somebody who's a leader. You have to have somebody who can kind of wrangle people, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Or at least be able to, you know, lead themselves and motivate themselves to do something. There are so many people that claim to be, you know, libertarians and I don't like authority, that basically want people to tell them what they're supposed to do or how they're supposed to do it, because they can't motivate themselves.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-3733. And this is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever is on your mind. Coming up, we talked about China earlier. Apparently, there's a war on golf. And Daryl's going to tell us about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm, and with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
As we continue here, I do want to let you know that if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways that you can do that is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter the links to Amazon that you'll find there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of your purchase price. That's very simple. Same great Amazon deals you're used to. Free Talk Live gets a portion when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Mark. He's in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, I know your last caller's last name.
Okay. I don't think that's relevant.
Job.
Oh, okay. Thanks. So what else you got?
Originally, the reason why I called, I was talking to a screener. I said, go ahead and put up that Mexican border wall, and what would be a lot cheaper is put one around Chicago.
Because of all the murders, you mean?
Exactly.
Okay. So you're not serious about that, though, right?
Well, it's never going to happen anyway, so.
You don't think that the southern border wall is going to happen? You think it's all just talk?
You know, it's going to happen.
You do think it's going to happen. Yeah, wait, you're saying Chicago's never going to happen, but the Southern Wall is going to.
And the plans are already in the works, and eventually it's going to go up before the year's out.
How do you feel about that?
After all the incidents I hear about in Vegas and around the country, I believe it's going to happen.
I understand you believe it's going to happen. That's not an answer to how you feel about it. Like, how do you feel about the idea that there's going to be a wall bordering the United States?
U.S. citizens dying because of these illegals.
Who's dying? I'm sorry. U.S. citizens? Is that what you said?
Innocent U.S. citizens.
Innocent citizens.
Well, rape, killed, robbed, murder.
You do realize that immigrants, even illegal immigrants, the rate of violent crime is, as I understand it, actually less than that of those here in the United States. So the whole fear-mongering thing is a bunch of BS.
Okay.
Yeah. How about that?
Well, let's all of us hurry up and wait, huh?
Hurry up and wait for what?
For that wall.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait because I can guarantee you the government ain't going to be able to build it in 1 year. This is the government we're talking about.
There's been a section of interstate that they've been working on between Birmingham, Alabama, and Memphis, Tennessee that they've been working on for somewhere close to 30 years, I believe.
Wow.
Oh, okay. I'll be dead by then.
There you go. Your problem will be solved then. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3735.
I think they finally gave it an interstate number and stopped calling it Corridor X. The longest time, it was just called Corridor X. And it was, a proposed road that, they had started on parts of it. And just within the last couple of years, I think they actually connected it to something in Birmingham.
Yeah, I remember when I was growing up, I remember being a little kid, and they had like the neighborhood association where my parents lived. It wasn't like a gated community or anything like that, but they did have a neighborhood association. And so I remember they took me to those neighborhood association meetings, and they told me that there was like a presentation from the government one time about... They wanted to get the neighborhood's input on a planned road that they were going to construct that was outside of the neighborhood. So the neighborhood already had one road bordering it, but this would have added a second road bordering it on another side, and it would have connected one of the main kind of drags within the town that was down elsewhere in Sarasota, Florida, where I lived. And so like this was like some big plan or whatever, and they finally did it. After I moved to New Hampshire. So it was literally 20 years in the making, this road. It literally took them 20 years from the beginnings of the planning phase to actually completing. Just literally all they had to do was just tear up some land because there really wasn't anything in between there. Right. It wasn't like they had to take a bunch of, neighborhoods. They didn't have to remove a neighborhood that already existed or something. It was just like swamp between them. So, I don't understand why. They're just bureaucrats. They don't have an incentive to do things speedily or in an efficient manner.
So Corridor X began as a concept freeway between Memphis and Birmingham in the 1950s.
Wow.
Did not move beyond talk for more than 20 years. In 1978, Congress approved Corridor X as part of the Appalachian Development Highway System as part of what would be I-22. In 2004, Corridor X was officially designated Future Interstate 22 by Congress, and the designation was made official on April 18th, 2005. And apparently it is still not completely connected to where it's supposed to connect in Birmingham.
You compare government building projects. We talked about the Big Dig recently, which is another nightmare project from the Boston area that went on for like two decades and cost billions of dollars. You compare the government and their total lack of efficiency, their total lack of a sense of urgency, and you compare that to how quickly that a shopping center can get built or how quickly a neighborhood can get built by private industry, by private people who have an actual motivation to get something done by a certain date and do it within a budget that they specify. Whenever government builds something, as we saw with a bullet train out in California. The most recent example of this government ridiculous behavior is, you know, $3.6 billion overrun already in its budget, and that's with only about a third to half the track that's been built. So, I mean, they just fail constantly. And so you can expect that failure from the Trump administration. I mean, he is not a magician, and he's not going to be able to get the government to all of a sudden be efficient. That's just not going to happen.
Right.
Now, if he does actually succeed in cutting some government programs, God is bless him for that. But I'm not looking forward to living in police state America, which basically we already live in, but it's going to be worse with the border wall. I mean, then, you know, now you've got the actual trappings of a true police state in that you can't get out.
Right. And, you know, most people will say, well, when the Berlin Wall was built, it was built to keep the people out or keep the people of East Germany from leaving. No, no. The East Germans were told this is the anti-fascist protection rampart that will keep them from coming in here.
Yeah.
So the Berlin Wall was not built to keep in the East Germans. It was built to keep out the West Germans.
So let's talk about another country that knows a thing or two about a wall. That's China, where they have a great wall still. It's more of a historical piece now than anything else.
It's really great. It's huge.
You can see it from a satellite, I hear. I don't know if it's true, but
it's right here. No, because it's not wide enough.
I see.
It's really long, but it's not that wide. So, you know, if you've got a powerful enough satellite to see it, then, yeah, you could also see people's houses.
That's true.
So the story comes from the Daily Mail, and apparently...
It's about golf.
Yep, the Chinese government has ordered the closure of approximately one-sixth of the country's golf courses over the past 6 years, according to top economic planners, in an ongoing crackdown on a sport that is controversial for its links, no pun intended, with wealthy elites.
Oh.
Yes. So they say...
Wait a minute. Which... Aren't most sports, at least that are popular, linked to wealthy elites? I mean, football...
No.
For instance, these baseball team owners and the football team owners. I mean, you got to be pretty wealthy to build a stadium.
You don't have to be wealthy to pick up a bat and a ball and play baseball in the street. You
that
don't
much
have
is
to be
true.
Wealthy to throw a basketball through a hoop. You don't have to be wealthy to throw a football. You got to be somewhat wealthy
to go on a golf
to
course.
Go play golf.
All right.
Clubs aren't cheap.
Yeah, but there's also mini-golf. You don't have to be that wealthy for that.
We're not talking about mini-golf.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll get deeper into the story here in moments. You can join us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us toll-free. Our number here, 855-453. It's a golf crackdown. I never thought I'd be saying those words. In China, where apparently the Chinese government is shutting down golf courses because of concerns that the game is associated with wealthy elites.
Yes.
Of course, I'm sure it's wealthy elites who are shutting down the golf courses in the first place, but you know, pay no attention to that detail.
Pay no attention to the man behind the bamboo curtain.
Right. So we'll get deeper into the story here, and you can join us as well. Our toll-free number, if you want to get on the lines, is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Ian and Daryl in the studio tonight. And don't forget, if you support Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month. It's amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to learn more about the AMP program and to get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Bitcoin right there on our website as well. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. You'll get all the details. And please, sign up for the AMP program because it makes a big difference for us when you do that. amp.freetalklive.com. ampamp.freetalklive.com. And if you can't pick up your life and move to New Hampshire, then that's one way that you can help out the movement here. So it's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Daryl, you have the story coming from, where was it again?
Sorry. The Daily Mail.
Daily Mail, about a crackdown on the strangest of things, golf, the game.
The Chinese Communist Party has an ambivalent relationship with golf. Local authorities have profited from selling land for courses, but they are seen as venues for shady deal-making between elites and politicians.
Because the shady elites will never make shady deals if they don't have a golf course to play on.
Yes. Obviously.
Right. They could never find a smoky room somewhere that they could go sit in.
Well, I don't know if there's indoor smoking allowed in China. Like, you know, indoor smoking is not allowed in the U.S., so...
If you are a shady elite...
I would be guessing that it's not allowed in China.
If you are wealthy enough, you can smoke indoors in China, I suspect.
Certainly.
And by the way, as an aside, there is a bill here in New Hampshire that has been put forth to actually re-legalize indoor smoking in businesses.
Yes.
I'm sure it will likely die a swift death in its committee, but nonetheless, it's worth noting that a liberty-oriented state rep who has been a listener of Free Talk Live for a long time did put in that particular bill. And so kudos to Bob Hull for doing that. We'll see how it goes this time around. Last time it did die in flames, unfortunately, because, well, you know, people just
smoky, love... smoky flames, yeah. Of course.
And the reason why, of course, is because even though New Hampshire is supposed to be the live free or die state, there's still plenty of nanny statists around, and nobody wants to be seen as supporting smokers. So I hope that it works out better this time. We'll see over time. I thought that was a kind of an interesting aside.
Central authorities ordered a nationwide freeze on new golf courses back in 2004. That freeze was largely ignored since a fresh crackdown was launched in 2011. 111 of China's 683 golf courses nationwide were ordered shut down, wow, according to the National Development and Reform Commission.
Sorry, all you people that had jobs at those golf courses. You know, we got to make sure that the elites can't have fun. It's
operators,
just insane. By the way, the people that work at golf courses are generally not elites, so they put out of work a lot of working people in this case. Hundreds of golf courses, what, 100-plus golf courses? How many staff members do you think it takes to run a golf course? I've never been on one, so I don't know anything about it. I bet you it's quite a few.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a few.
Somebody's got to take care of that grass.
The grass needs to be mowed.
You get the little ball boys
frequently. Plus, you need to have the people that work the pro shop selling golf clubs,
trainers,
shoes,
people that'll like give you lessons or whatever.
Yeah. Then there's probably going to be
like a little restaurant,
bar of some sort.
And we're probably talking about dozens of employees on each one of these sites, if not more than 100. If not more than 100, yeah.
Operators also voluntarily closed an additional 11, so 111 shut down by the government. Another 11 shut down voluntarily by the operators. And now I don't know how voluntary it was. Could have been something of, we weren't told to shut down now, but we know it's going to happen soon, so we're closing the doors.
Right, yeah. Why not shut down the lowest performing of your courses rather than wait for some bureaucrat to arbitrarily choose the ones to shut down? That makes sense.
Golf courses were taken to task for illegally using arable land or nature reserves, extracting groundwater in prohibited areas, and other violations. The NDRC, that's the National Development and Reform Commission, ordered an additional 18 courses to return illegally occupied land, as well as 47 others to stop further construction. So now we're talking about somewhere close to 200 courses out of 683 that are being affected. Golf courses are present in all of China's provincial-level regions except Tibet, and the country boasts world-class fairways and an emerging crop of young players, but expensive club memberships means that only a tiny minority of Chinese have ever swung a golf club. In 2015, the country's 88 million Communist Party members were banned from joining golf clubs in a corruption crackdown, which also targeted banquets and lavish gift giving.
Now, in the United States, as I understand it, and I like to say, I've never played golf. I've played miniature golf, but I've never played golf, and I've probably only played miniature golf, you know, less than 10 times in my
life.
I've
been to a golf driving range, but I've never actually played a round of golf.
Yeah, I never have, but I do understand that there are some golf courses that do cater to average folks that are not like some sort of elite club that you have to join, that you can just kind of show up and play some golf at. There are even government-run courses.
Right. There are some government-run. You still have to pay a green fee.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just show up and start whacking balls in the hole.
Right.
You do have to, you know, pay a green fee, and they'll tell you, hey, we just had somebody start, so give them about 15 minutes to get to the next hole. You know, because you don't want to have...
You don't want to hit somebody.
Right. You don't want to hit somebody. You don't want to have a bunch of people trying to play on the same hole at the same time, unless, of course, they're part of the group that's on the hole together.
Right. Yeah, so, but I would still expect that a course, that is targeted toward the average person is likely much more affordable, right? You're not having to pay an annual fee, a membership
Correct.
Fee.
Correct. So like the government run courses that I'm aware of, there's no annual fee because, you know, it's run by the government, but you do have green fees, mm-hmm. but they're a lot cheaper
yeah.
than, you know, say the country club where you are paying an annual membership
yeah.
plus paying a green fee every time you go play.
I would imagine there are also courses that are not run by the government that are still a little more affordable as well.
Probably.
Yeah. I just, you know, I don't know the business, so I can't say for sure.
And again, there are certain areas where there's a lot more competition in golf,
yeah.
if that makes sense.
Sure.
Myrtle Beach, where we are on the air, is the golf capital of the world because there's so many golf courses there. To where
wow.
there's a lot of competition on golf courses, so the average green fees are going to be down a little bit more.
Makes sense.
Because people can just, well, I'll just drive 2 miles to the next golf course.
Yep. So is there more to the story here?
There's not.
All right. Well, good luck, China. I don't know what else to say about that. I mean, it's just a strange story that you never expect to see.
Yeah, a government selling people land and then telling
them,
oh, no. We don't want you building golf courses
right.
here
we changed
anymore.
Our mind.
We changed our mind because the wealthy elite and the politicians are making deals together.
Toll-free number if you want to join us here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, I've got a story about somebody who is a hero.
Ross Ulbricht?
His name, well, no, that guy is a hero for sure. And Ross is probably more of a hero than this guy. But this is still an important story. It's about pirate radio. And
ooh.
I saw the headline in one of our industry emails. So, you know, we subscribe to these industry emails that are about the talk radio business. And every now and then there's a story in there about some FCC issuing a notice of apparent liability is what they call it, the NAL, the notice that informs an operator of a pirate radio station that, hey, buddy, we think you're running a pirate radio station here or in an unlicensed, I think they would call it an unlicensed radio station from this location. We believe it is you who's doing it, and we are telling you as the FCC that you need to stop. You, sir, need to stop right now or else we could issue a fine to you of up to $15,000 and possibly confiscate the equipment or maybe even put you in jail. But this guy has been issued the $15,000 fine and he's not backing down. Most of the pirates will back down. This guy's not. I'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness, but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.